Welcome to The Back Pocket, your wildly average podcast.
Today is October 9th. Welcome, marketing interns. The boys from The Back Pocket are back. Deck, how are we?
We are fantastic yet again. Getting after another podcast here on a Monday. Hope you guys are all doing well. We have a great episode for you. A little hot debate that we came across that we're going to be discussing for the majority of this front end. And then we're going to go ahead and get into a little Dormcast intro. And then, of course, we have Shea Garrity on today, which is quite the average interview. Everything you kind of want from podcasters like us. So let's get after it.
And let's start with an average quality. So this weekend, we had the Browns and the Inceras coming on up. And
as we alluded to in our feel-good story last week.
Correct. So we got to meet, I personally got to meet Aiden, Declan's younger brother, and I learned a lot about him. Declan, you got to talk about his average quality because this man was fantastic.
Yeah, so, you know, when Aiden shows up to anywhere, he absolutely sticks out in a good way. He lets his presence be known amongst the crowd.
Whether it be his voice or whether it be him picking on Darby.
Yeah, or his actions. Picking on Darby would be absolutely... Darby's the my younger sister. Mm-hmm. Or he also picks on Keely as well, who's also one of my younger sisters. I have four younger siblings, for those who don't know.
What's the saying? The king?
The heavy is the head who wears the crown.
Yes.
That's me. I don't know what that means, but that is me. Someone said that to me this weekend. I was like, yeah, sure. Makes sense.
Oldest of five. That's sounds what he like gets. Me. Heavy yeah. head.
Heavy head. So, anyways, back to Aiden. So, you know, Aiden's always, you know, doing voice impressions or, you know, saying jokes, you know, really just kind of getting after people. It's fantastic work. You know, and then he also, like, he's also trying to tabletop Darby or he's just trying to reenact something. And people forget Aiden's feet are super nimble. So that's something that not a lot of people know about him. Very light on his feet, really knows what he's doing. So what happened was actually Aiden's nimble feet actually were a little average, which is the average quality.
Okay.
So Aiden was reenacting a YouTube video. I don't know exactly what it was. I'm sure my siblings could tell you all about it. I don't really understand it, but it was some guy like falling or something like that. And so they reenacted it, and Aiden wasn't actually supposed to fall, but... so he was trying to fake fall and then accidentally fell, like, pretty hard. And the video is quite hilarious. We'll go ahead and make that known on our social media post this week. It's pretty great. But, yeah, that's our average quality. It's just Aiden in general pretty much is our average quality, mm-hmm. even though he's not so average at what he does. But the situation he was in with the nimble feet is our average quality gotcha. This week.
I thought you were going with it, nimble feet, nimble on his feet, meaning... when you're just talking to him, he's extremely witty.
Okay,
and that works. How he just comes off when you're just having a conversation, because that's what I picked up on when I was just having a conversation.
Well, yeah, you tell your side.
Yeah, just so in the backyard over here, when we were talking about the podcast and him getting on and doing his Game of Thrones impressions, he was just quick on his feet with whatever he responded to, and it had me on the floor laughing. It was priceless.
So thank you, Aiden. We'll have to get you on eventually here, whether it be... soon, over the phone or in person.
Yes. So trapping the puck and transitioning here, we have a segment that we, a recurring segment, a great debate that we bring forth to our marketing interns. And this one came about when we were watching the Yankees-Twins playoff game this past week. And we saw Gary Sanchez take a foul ball, who's the catcher of the Yankees, he took a foul ball straight to the gonads.
Right to the kahunas.
Right to the kahunas.
The family jewels, also known as the balls.
Yes.
A lot of different names for your private region.
And Declan and I were watching this together with Sierra and Matt Heron. And the three guys, we were like, our stomachs were queasy. We were in great pain, feeling the pain of Gary Sanchez. And then Sierra was sitting there saying, I don't know how exactly it came about, but she said that, well, women still go through more pain because they give birth. And then I gave a little devil's advocate, little rebuttal, saying, well, how many kids do you plan on having? How many times do we get hit in the balls?
Yeah, and, you know, that's when the debate was absolutely... that's when the great debate caught fire. And, you know, as podcasters, you're supposed to recognize great debates and when they come awry. And this one really just snatched right away. So thank you to Sierra. We have now had our third great debate. First was ship versus boat, right?
Yes.
And then the second was assassin versus murderer.
Correct.
And now we are at what's worse, getting kicked in the balls or giving birth? Or giving birth, is that? Yeah, giving
yes.
birth. Okay. I was going to say getting pregnant, but that's not the hard part.
So we're going to play devil's advocate because we personally aren't going to experience giving birth, and we have no idea.
Yeah.
And we will never will. So we do know what it's like getting hit in the balls. So we're going to give you a rundown of how we would defend an argument.
So we're guys, this is an issue that we run across. It's something that's unwanted most of the time. So, you know, when I think what's worse, getting hit in the balls or giving birth, like you said, we can't actually give birth. That's a genetic thing. Not a genetic thing. It's a biological thing.
Yes.
Unfortunately. So, you know, we're a little one-sided, but regardless, it's still, in our opinion, it's worse getting hit in the balls. So first thing, girls can control, giving birth. So they're going to get pregnant, whether it's accidental or on purpose. And then, that starts their 9-month cycle right there. And then they have to give birth, you know, so they mentally prepare for it for 9 months. They go through the whole rigmarole. They know what's going to happen. You know, they have to prepare. I could be standing outside. I could be in this podcast room. I could be anywhere. And all of a sudden, someone like Lorch or someone is just going to come up and give me a swift kick between my legs. And I'm going to have no idea.
Old sack tap.
Yeah. And then, yeah. The art of the sack tap. That whoever invented that's an idiot.
Yes.
That hurts. And then we just got to deal with it right away. And it's just a jolting pain. It comes out of nowhere. You can't prepare for it. And it's just like, wow, here it is. Got to meet it head on.
That number is countless. I couldn't come up with a number of how many times that's occurred in my life. I'm going on upwards of probably, 30 or like 40, like good. Not good. Not good. Experiences of...
Solid, though. Solid contact.
Solid contact when you're on the ground or you're just... You're starting to tear up a little bit.
Right.
And
it's mostly, like... And even if it's, just guys being dudes, hitting each other in the balls, it could also be, in sports, too. Like, how many times you get hit in the balls playing football, lacrosse, baseball, hopefully, maybe you did, but you're wearing proper protection, so mm-hmm. Hopefully you did that. Again, we have to wear the proper protection in baseball because God basically made us to not get hit in the balls. So he created Adam, not with balls of steel, unfortunately. And so that's a susceptible spot to hit a man.
Yes.
However, what did God make? He made Eve from Adam's rib, if you don't remember. And Eve was able to give birth. And it obviously hurts, but he made Eve basically able to give birth and survive.
Okay.
So, guys could lose their balls if they get hit enough times. You know.
Yes.
It's a fragile region. You know.
Now, if I was on the other side of this argument, I would probably bring up something along the lines of, well, getting hit in the balls doesn't last that long, because the pain's maybe like a 15-second to maybe 5 minutes. Of pain, and then it starts to go away, versus going through childbirth can last 24 hours. Like
I think
allegedly. Yeah, we're not we're not pregnancy majors.
No, we're not. I haven't. Well, we probably took the miracle of life course in seventh grade or something. That's definitely something that was a requirement, I think, amongst everyone. That was the only time I've seen a childbirth happened. I think it was roughly 15 minutes. Don't want to ever see it again, obviously, until I have to.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness. There's a lot of pain, I feel like, that comes before the actual birth-giving day, when their water breaks, I think is what it's called.
Yes.
There's days that probably suck before that, too. Maybe getting kicked. The baby kicks them inside. That'd be kind of weird. Probably not getting too much sleep. But not that kind of pain is more long term, whereas we're focused on the actual short term of just the absolute impact and the velocity of the impact. So I don't know. It's something to think about, but definitely the longevity could be questioned.
Yes.
Absolutely. But you also got to remember, though, getting kicked in the balls, like, that's a... You've gotten kicked, allegedly, like, 30 times.
Yeah.
Prior to somewhere in the 20-ish region.
Okay.
You know, we lay our balls on the line every day. Every day we walk outside. Every day we do something, we absolutely risk ourselves.
Yeah, we're not bubble boys.
Yeah. We're not these... we're not just, like...
Saran wrap-y
bubble wrap. Yeah, we don't wear bike helmets when we go outside to go walk to class.
We're not going to wear a cup.
Yeah. Yeah,
all
we don't,
the time.
Yeah, we don't wear a jock strap every single day because, you know, we have to.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. But, you know, that's a risk that we take. I think it's a part of our manhood that we can actually walk outside and be confident that we won't get kicked in the balls. So that's just the reality. However, I mean, what do you think, Andrew?
I'm thinking, personally, getting hit in the balls, the number of times that it happens, the sudden, unwanted pain and suffering leads to me believing that getting hit in the balls is worse than giving birth.
I'm going to go ahead and side with you on that.
Yes.
I'm sure everyone's got a lot more hot takes and their opinions on this debate. Please reach out to us. Go ahead and follow us on Instagram. Like our Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter. Look for our Instagram post. We posted it on Monday today, so you should be looking at it. Go ahead and comment on any of the posts and, you know, tell us maybe an experience you had with getting kicked in the balls and how much it hurt, or maybe any of the moms out there, sup. We'd also love to hear your input on what's worse and why. And, we welcome all
opinions.
All opinions.
Because controversy is the air we breathe. And therefore... bring forth all opinions, and we will embrace every single thing. We embrace debate here on the Back Pocket.
Absolutely. So thank you, and let's trap the puck here and move into Dormcast 2017. So this was an idea that came across our table not too long ago. You know, as podcasters, you got to be witty. Andrew and I, probably some of the best in the business at being witty, I think, allegedly. I don't know if we actually are or not. That's up for you guys to decide, obviously.
Yes.
So our plan is basically we're doing something that no one has ever done. And we're doing something that not a lot of people would care to do either. And that is hanging out with freshmen.
Agreed.
And not only are we hanging out with freshmen, we're hanging out with freshmen in their dorms.
In their environment.
In their illustrious...
It's an away game.
Yeah, it's definitely an away game. We're packing the house. It's pretty nervous. I'm pretty nervous for it.
Yes.
And it's just going to be uncharted territories for the most part. Going to be pretty hard to visualize,
This is like the SEC coming up to the Big Ten to play a non-conference game.
Yeah.
In the beginning of the season.
Yeah, like the Chick-fil-A kickoff game is kind of what I'd say at Jerry World.
We're going up north. The SEC rarely crosses, like...
I don't think it ever happens.
It never happens. No, it rarely does.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
So this is like Alabama going up to play Michigan.
Ooh, yeah.
No. They're gonna ask for a neutral site. We aren't doing that. We are going to their territory.
We're going to the big house.
Yes.
So we're going to the big house. We're going to the horseshoe. We're going to wherever Penn State plays. We're definitely not going to Kyle Field.
Joe Pa Stadium. Allegedly.
Kyle Field, Northwestern, up in Evanston. Mm-hmm. Probably not going there. Not too electric up there yet.
No. TCF Bank.
No. maybe U.S. Bank. No.
Neutral site.
Yeah, neutral site. Anyways, so we're going to talk to the freshmen in the dorms.
Yes.
And we're going to film the whole thing. We're basically going to cause a lot of ruckus in there. Once we're going to start in Brady, work our way to Ireland. You know, kind of meet the people and talk to the people we already know, and then branch out from there. Ask them similar questions that we asked to Shea, which you'll hear in a little bit. But, you know, we're just trying to capture the day in the life of a freshman in the dorms and, you know, bring that to light, you know, because no one ever does. No one knows what's going on in there anymore.
No. It's a hidden, dark secret that needs to be exposed.
Yeah, and, you know...
And as podcasters, it's our fiduciary duty to do so.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to go ahead and say you're welcome. So for our duties. And let's also not escape the fact that we're going to be asking them all of our pitches. So we're going to give them a little bit of hard balls. We're going to give them some softballs, some fastballs, and then maybe even some curveballs.
Yes.
And maybe a knuckleball. But we don't really know yet.
Maybe a 12-6 curveball. Dropping off the table.
Okay. Oh, wow. Slider?
Mm-hmm. Slider, left to right.
Maybe. That would be a wild pitch.
Yes.
Maybe a wild pitch.
Let's just try not to get hit in the balls while we're there.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's just, yeah. Another time where we'd be, you know, risking our manhood and putting our balls on the line for all of our listeners.
Mm-hmm. So we kickstarted this idea with our lead marketing freshman intern, Shea Garrity, who we interviewed today, and he will be coming on relatively soon. His time on the podcast was interesting. How would you describe it?
Let's do a preemptive rating of how Shea did on our podcast.
Okay.
What are you giving him?
I'm giving him a 6.1.
Okay, 6.1 out of 10.
Yes.
I would give Shea, because we talked about his dog for so long, I would say I'd give him about a 6.3
okay.
out of 10. So,
gotcha.
Yeah. So Shea did pretty average.
Yes.
Which is exactly what you'd expect. Mm-hmm. I mean, Shea was a little nervous. I think, when we said, hey, Shea, let's do a podcast interview, he had questions written down. Or we sent him the questions. He had answers written down. Like,
He didn't have it just in his head. Yeah. He had them full script.
Yeah, and I think he was a little nervous. He didn't know what the podcast room was quite looking like.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came in here, was absolutely blown away by, you know, the artwork, the feng shui of the room, I think, kind of threw him through a loop.
Yes.
And
not to brag, we are seniors.
Yeah, so we're kind of big macho guys.
Shea, let's come to the podcast room. Yeah, let's do a podcast.
Come on, Shea. Come on, Shea. Yes, but you know, we weren't gonna beat him up or anything. We're not hazers. We're seniors.
Yes.
We're nice guys. We're podcasters.
Mm-hmm. Positive guys.
Yeah, positive guys. And you know, Shea knows that, so I don't think he was really worried about that. Maybe he was. Who knows? Because we got big. So
yeah.
Who knows? But yeah. Anyway, so he was a little nervous at first. Kind of broke into it. It was ended up being pretty good. He's got a lot of interesting things to say about his future living plans, his dog. His future dog, actually. So we'll see how that... Yeah, alleged dog. So that's going to be interesting. Should we just kick it to it now?
Yeah, let's do it.
So let's go ahead and kick it to Shea Garrity.
We have been hyping up Shea Garrity for quite some time. We've already given him the title of lead freshman marketing intern, and now it's his turn to get on the show as a formal guest. So let's welcome Shea Garrity.
Well, thanks for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Big time legacy rep having you in the den this afternoon for a nice little interview. So we just want to let you know our goal of this interview and what we're looking to come out of this, Shea, is we want you obviously to show all your friends this interview how much of a goofball you were on here, how well you nailed it. Because you're going to nail it. But we want you to basically, you know, tell all your freshman friends and everybody about our podcast in the dorms and tell them Dormcast 2017 is a-brewing. And, you know, we'll obviously let you know when the Dormcast is going to happen, hopefully a week in advance. But when the Dormcast does happen, we need everyone on board for it.
Yeah. So we have, over 1,000 on untapped market right now. And we need to market to those freshmen. I know you've been doing a great job, but we just need to show our face. They need to put a name to a face.
Yeah. They need to start knowing who the guys from the back pocket actually are.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and get after it. Our first question that we ask everyone, as always, your average quality, Shea.
Oh, well, my average quality would have to be my beard.
Okay.
It's not too great, not too bad. Just average.
How long have you been growing it?
3 weeks or so.
Okay.
It's pretty nice.
When did you say you had a beard? High school?
Yeah, high school. Okay. End of high school.
When was the first time like you were able to like confidently grow a beard and say like this is my average beard?
Like this summer.
This summer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you ever just like go bearskin anymore, or are you like 100% committed to the beard for the rest of your life?
No, I don't go bearskin. Stubble or beard.
Okay. That's
no,
it?
No in between.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. You know, you're only 18, so don't stick to a beard for life.
Yes, 19.
19?
19. Yeah. Oh,
very young. Yeah. So you're a freshman, man. And we kind of forget what it's like to be a freshman because it was so long ago. Us as seniors, just the head honchos of the university at this point.
Yeah, not to brag.
Not to brag. we're very curious of what it's like nowadays to be a freshman because, you know, back in our day, we didn't have Snapchat Bitmojis. It was just Snapchat.
Yeah.
So, like, how is it?
We also didn't have, like, each other's locations all the time, and, like, we had to text each other, like, hey, where are you at? You know, that's a big step that's been changed. Yeah. So, how's it being a freshman?
Well, that sounds like a struggle.
Yeah.
But freshman struggle is still there.
Okay.
Still prevalent. You know, you don't know what's going on. You don't know what you're doing. You gotta try and figure it out. It's like you're a baby.
That's learning true.
To walk and talk.
How about more specific?
walk
and talk again. Crawl, maybe.
Crawl.
Yeah.
More specifically, maybe two roses and a thorn.
Two roses and a thorn.
Ooh. Of your UST experience so far.
Ah, the roses is definitely going to be living on your own. You're going to do whatever you want.
Nice.
Within reason.
You're a free boy.
Yeah, and football has been really cool, meeting new people, definitely. So that's two roses, meeting new people with football and living on my own.
Okay.
But the thorn has definitely got to be, like, it's kind of hard to learn, like, the groove of things and get into a role, kind of.
Okay.
Get your feet on the ground, figure everything out.
With, you know, like, time management?
Time management, football, classes, you know.
Okay.
It's just, like, you got to figure out everything together and everything individually.
Okay.
It's pretty difficult.
Interesting. So, let me think. So, you have a roommate, obviously, in the dorms. First of all, how's that going?
It's going good. We get along really well.
Who's your roommate?
Nick Robinson.
Oh, Nick Robinson, friend of the program on the football team?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Big Nick. So, you said it's going well?
Yeah, we get along really well.
You got bunk beds?
No, we're, like, lined up straight line, both lofted.
Okay.
Yeah. Adjacent to each other. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Any, like, any cool things going on in your room? Anything you would like to point out? Anything you guys did to spice up your room?
You put a futon in there.
Ooh, nice.
We got a 55-inch TV in there, I think.
Okay.
Solid.
It's pretty stinky in there?
No. Not really.
Okay. Alleged statement.
Alleged, yeah.
Okay.
So, outside of your roommate, have you been able to make friends?
Yeah. The Wisemans, those guys are my friends.
The Wisemans.
Hang out with them a lot.
Okay.
Interesting. They're also twins.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, but we haven't mentioned to our marketing interns, Shay is a twin. And it's very interesting because they don't look anything alike.
What are like the advantages and disadvantages of having a twin?
You know, it's a great conversation starter at parties saying you have a twin.
Okay.
When people don't believe you, so you gotta try and prove that.
Okay.
Disadvantages. I have to have SH Garrity on my locker instead of just Garrity.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Because they don't know between Sam and Shay.
Somebody says Garrity.
Both start with us.
We both look.
And they can't say S Garrity.
Yeah.
So you both look.
Yeah. So they gotta say SH Garrity. At that point, you gotta just say Shay.
Shay. Yeah.
So you mentioned pickup lines at the bar, or you know, with no, I guess you're not old enough to go to the bars, but you are.
Allegedly.
You mentioned pickup lines with, or a nice conversation starter that you have a twin that looks nothing like you. Well, let the back pocket be the first to help you out with pickup lines with ladies. So the first thing you can do at the bar is obviously plug our podcast. Just go ahead and say, like, they'll, you know, hi, I'm Shay, and, you know, they'll say whoever they are, and you're like, cool, so my friends, you know, they have a podcast, you should check it out, and they're hiring marketing interns, and, you know, I've known you for X amount of time now, I think, like, you'd be a really good marketing intern, you'd fit well with them. It's a nice little compliment, something that you could, you know, show them, you know, a little compliment to them. What do you think about that?
That sounds like a great idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you'd be able to utilize it?
You know, I might have to try this weekend.
Okay.
Interesting.
Maybe we could stick a GoPro on you and get that one on recording.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So you mentioned, like, how you feel like a baby still. So, you know, Doomer earlier on this show mentioned the reference to a school of salmon. How have you been fulfilling that?
You know, to begin with, during camp, the salmon thing was really true. All the freshmen kind of, like, went everywhere together, did that. I've kind of become a lone salmon lately.
Mm.
Yeah, lone salmon.
You're by yourself.
Yeah. But I do have to say the salmon statement is very true still.
Do you know that if you do travel alone, you're more likely to get eaten by a grizzly bear?
Yes. No.
Well, no, it's harder to catch a
lone salmon than it is a school of salmon for a grizzly bear.
Okay, yeah, because they're just... Can't swear on this program. So the grizzly bear is just out there trying to grab whatever it can eat, and you're by yourself. You think you're nimble enough? You think you can escape the
predators out there? Yeah, the grizzly bear is not going to go to the lone salmon. It's going to go to the school.
Oh, actually, that's a great point. Because, yeah, he can, if he just dives in there, yeah. He's able to just maybe grab one. And whoever's that unfortunate one, you know, it comes down to the law of averages at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, if you're the one nimble guy, he's not, obviously not going to go for it. I like where your head's at. It's good stuff. Andrew?
So, you know, we did mention to you that we have these pickup lines for females because we are a diverse program here. We draw in many different listeners. However, I don't know if you'll be able to utilize them because, correct me if I'm wrong, you do have a girlfriend.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Yeah. Very interesting.
I forgot about that.
So how is that going?
You know, that's going actually pretty well. A lot better than I thought it was going to be going, for sure.
What did you originally think?
I did not think it was going to go well. I thought it was
going to... In what means?
Like, just me going to college, her being at home.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's a year younger?
She's 2 years younger, actually.
Okay. She's junior in high school?
Yeah.
Does she know of the back pocket?
I think I've mentioned it to her, you know, but probably just in one ear, out the other.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe reaffirm our position in your life is pretty definitive at this point.
I got to start my marketing internship.
Yep.
Okay.
You already have a job?
Yep.
You have two jobs, actually.
Yes.
What's the job you just came from?
Work in the football office.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then more importantly, you're a marketing intern.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Shay, I know when we asked you to come on the show and we sent you questions and everything, you know, just knowing you and how you like to prepare, it looks like you wrote some questions or some answers now.
I came very prepared.
Son of a gun.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
I didn't want to leave.
Well, that's good stuff. Just wanted to let that be known to all our listeners. So, sorry, going back to the twin, we probably should have done this a little better.
Yeah, we're a little spotty with our order, but we're just...
It's a
snowball effect. Yeah,
that's how it works. So who's the better twin between you and Sam?
Oh, well, obviously I'm going to say myself.
Okay.
He's got the height on me, you know. He's tall, but he's really skinny.
Would you say he has the looks?
I don't think he has the looks. My body is a lot more defined than his is in terms of muscular mass.
What about from the shoulders up?
Shoulders up. He's probably got it. Those curls.
Mm.
The ladies love the curls.
He's on curls. Yeah. What about his beard?
He doesn't
doesn't have a beard.
No.
Would you give us two roses and a thorn of Sam?
Two roses and a thorn.
Being a twin. Yeah.
Thorn. Everybody's always gonna compare you to your brother and like always like talk about that. You know.
Okay.
Rose. Very nice to have a good close friend. That's always like you can count on them.
True.
And then. Somebody that you can always ask to do something with you.
Okay. Respect.
Okay.
Is it true that if you get pinched, like, by someone, like, he just comes up and, like, pinches your shoulder, like, Sam will feel it too?
No, we're fraternal, but Drake and Henry, you know, identical twins. That might be something that's real.
Gotcha. Oh, wait, so, actually, this is a great point to bring up for all our listeners here who are maybe not as knowledgeable about twins. So, there are identical twins, and then there are, what's the other word? Fraternal twins. How does that work with the DNA? Do you know?
I mean, do you want me to explain the scientific process?
Yeah, I would like you to if you can. Or if you can't necessarily make something up.
Well, in identical twins, there's one egg and it splits, so then they're the same. Like, after it's been, like, fertilized,
okay.
It splits. So there's two twins. But fraternal twins, there's two eggs. So two different fertilizations.
So,
different DNA.
Okay, so... Ooh, this is going to get wild. So one sperm, and then it's... fertilizes the egg and breaks the egg into two.
So it's like same sperm, same egg, just split.
So that sperm has a pretty low pad level then. It's run had did Oklahoma drills and
very low pad level.
Yeah, and the other one just happened to run into a wild situation where there's two eggs in there, and it just did a little 1-2.
Yeah,
went
split.
No, it didn't split. Went into the first one and then ping ponged into the second one.
No, it went into the first one and then his friend went into the second one.
Oh, so there's two sperms that just...
Two different sperms, two different eggs.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Some science here for you. Sixth grade health.
I did not know that, though. That's pretty sweet.
Okay.
So do you practice science for fun?
I like science.
Okay. Yeah. I got a quick question. Is there triplets? Can triplets be fraternal?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Split three ways from one sperm?
Yeah. They can be identical triplets. Yeah, there can be identical triplets.
Oh, that's what I meant. Yeah, identical triplets. So
yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of crazy.
So in that situation, then the egg splits in three?
Tri-split, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Wait, so how many... What's the limit on the amount of identical people that can come out of a female body at once?
You know, I don't know that one.
Because I've heard of rumored, like, octuplets.
Think the octomom takes pills, so she, like, releases, like, a bunch of eggs, though.
Oh, okay. And then they're, in that case, then they'd be fraternal.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I don't know why you would want that.
Okay.
No. Do you have to have this conversation frequently?
No.
We're the only ones?
Yeah.
Good. Cool. Is your main form of communication Snapchat? Or
I'd say so, yeah. I mean, like...
Okay, something that I didn't know. That's wild. So you guys don't text each other? You just, like, snap each other?
We text each other if we got something important to, like, say, but... Or group text, but, like, otherwise just snaps.
No way. Yeah. Wow. That's a wild move. Andrew, thoughts? Isn't that...
I kind of like it.
I don't know.
I like communicating via snap.
Yeah.
Snaps kind of killed people's conversation skills, I think.
Are you, oh, why? Yeah.
Because they like, texting, at least you're having a conversation, you know, you have to say something, like, intelligent to get a response. But if you're snapping, people will just be, like, sending pictures back and forth, thinking it's a conversation.
Yeah.
Well, so you don't even have a conversation, like, there's no, header to the Snapchat, it's just strictly pictures of your face back and forth?
Yeah, I don't do this, a lot of people do, they just send pictures back and forth, and then, like, you go to talk to somebody and they, like, don't know how to, like, look at you and have a general conversation. Because they're so used to sending Snapchats back and forth.
That's wild. Well, thank God you're on the show having face-to-face conversations. Otherwise, we don't know where you'd be. So, as a podcast, we like to break a lot of news. We actually pride ourselves in breaking pretty average news.
Okay.
Do you have any news around campus that we don't know about that you would like to break on the show?
I have some news. Me, Sam, the Wisemans, we're looking for a house. A lot of listeners out there, a lot of houses that need to be rented out next year. And I'm looking to have a dog at this house. That's some good news.
Okay.
So you're looking to purchase a dog?
Yeah.
Okay.
So two things here. We have news of... freshmen seeking house living arrangements for the next year.
What a shocker.
What a shocker. Doing it relatively early, though, so good props to you. It's October, early October, and you're out here already searching for houses, so I congratulate you for that. So marketing interns, please contact Shay. What's your Twitter or Instagram handle, Snapchat name?
What's your Snapchat? Since you don't have a phone number anymore.
Yeah. I think my Snapchat's just Shay Garrity, my name.
Okay.
So if you have availability, go to Shay Garrity on Snapchat, because that's the only way he communicates. And the first snap you sent him is just going to be a picture of your face, and then he'll respond with a picture of his face.
But you got to know that, like, he's looking for a house.
Yeah.
And then you're going to respond with another picture of your face.
Yeah.
But you're at this point...
Give him a simple smirk, like I got you.
Like, I found you a house.
Yeah.
Maybe send an emoji of a house.
Ooh.
Mm.
Yeah. No words. Emoji house.
Yeah. And then maybe send back the Bitmoji of your Bitmojis, like, playing together.
Yeah. And then maybe add, like, a emoji of a dog and either, like, an X next to it, like, no dogs allowed, or a dog and, like, a check mark, like, hey, dogs are welcome here.
Yeah.
And so are you. So.
What are your thoughts?
Is
that how it works? Are we grasping what kids do nowadays?
I mean, yeah, good enough.
Okay. Interesting.
Secondly... the dog situation. We got to touch on that. Why are you trying to get a dog in college?
You know, I like dogs. You guys don't think the dog thing is going to work.
No, just keep going. Tell us why.
No, I'm a pretty responsible person. Okay. I'm fairly responsible.
Okay.
I think it's something that I could do, and I want to do it. And I'm pretty stubborn, so if I want to do it, I'll probably do it.
Okay. So you got your heads already set on it. Stubborn.
Not necessarily set on it. I've researched it a little bit. I think it's something that I could manage if I pick my classes at the right hours and such.
What kind of research have you done?
I've looked up...
dogs available?
No.
Did you Snapchat your friend, like, dog emoji question mark? And then he was like, dog emoji check mark? You're like, oh, yeah, I want to get a dog. Sorry.
No. I was just... I looked up, like, about college, people having dogs and stuff, and then, like, found, like, certain breeds you can't get if you want to live in an apartment after you graduate and stuff like that.
Like, and that was around here? Or?
No, it's, like, there's, like, blacklisted dogs by insurance companies that if you're going to, like, move into an apartment, you can't have them because the insurance company won't cover you, so you can't move into that apartment.
Interesting. What are the blacklisted dogs?
It's, like, the aggressive ones, like pit bulls or so-called aggressive ones, like okay. Pit bulls, Dobermans, Rottweilers, that kind of thing.
Okay. Chihuahuas.
What dogs are you? What dogs are on your list?
I don't got a list.
You don't have a preference?
No.
Boy or female?
I'm not gonna go to a breeder buy $1,000 dog.
Okay. So you're probably gonna go to the rescue place?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's puppy though. Dog. Puppy.
Rescue puppy. Okay. Yeah. Let me throw this situation at you. You have 4 classes. You have football practice in the afternoon, and you have homework at night. And the dog needs to eat at some point during that day. What are you going to do to feed the dog?
Are all my classes stacked back to back?
Yeah. Well, you have a packed schedule. See, this like is the 8 to 2. And then you have practice from 3 to 7. And then you eat from... Or you eat and then you have homework from 7 to 9. So where are you going to give time for the dog?
This is my... I got to pick my classes so that I can bike home every few hours or so. Let it out, feed it, come back.
Okay.
And then I cook a lot, so I don't necessarily need to eat at the View all the time.
Mm. Okay.
Good cook.
I don't know the Wiseman brothers very well, but I do know that they both are defensive backs, so yeah. I'm around them more often than not on the football field. And I've realized that they're probably not going to help you with this dog. Do you agree?
No, they're pretty good friends. They're good, thoughtful guys. They'd help me with the dog.
Okay. I'm thinking Drake is going to be kind of forgetful about it.
Yeah, I can see that.
And he's not going to want to help you out. So, sorry, Drake. I'm just being real. Just being honest.
It's just reality, Drake.
Yeah.
How about this one for you?
Scenarios.
Yeah, here's another scenario. You get this puppy, and all of a sudden you have this influx of girls at your house. And your house is, like, super dirty, and but then they're, like, and then this is when they start throwing all kinds of, you know, accusations of, like, we'd love to help you if you need any help, and we'd love to hang out around your house and care for your dog while you're at football. Would you be open to that?
Probably not, no.
Interesting.
You can't really trust people in your house, some girls to steal your stuff.
Oh. You're worried about that.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay, not about the dog.
I mean, the dog napping, are you getting that?
No, we're
they
saying,
they offered to take care of him.
Yeah, instead of you having to, like, bike 7 times to and from your house before football starts in the afternoon, maybe just pick the business major girl who doesn't play football to help care for your dog for an hour while you can't.
I mean, there would be an extensive vetting process.
Okay. And that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
How about this one? You do have, you choose to accept the help of the women that come and offer. However, this leads to controversy with your girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. See.
Do you think that could occur?
If they're just using the dog to get to me, that's not a good thing.
I think that probably might be happening.
Well, yeah. That's not a good thing, though.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, if they're just being friendly, nice human beings.
Do you know how are you going to tell?
I mean, they just...
Before it's too late.
How is it going to be too late?
That's for you to decipher.
No, I'll just tell them it's like Drake's dog or something. So,
okay.
Mm.
Yeah. So that's Drake's dog. Because Drake needs help? Because
Drake's going to care for it, right?
No, because then they'll
be already established that Drake was the most caring of the person in this house, allegedly.
They'll be attracted to Drake because they think he is a dog.
Mm.
But they'll still be taking care of it.
Okay.
But they won't know it's my dog.
Okay, how about this? So we're going on forever on this dog thing, but we're trying to make you think about things that you're not going to think about that we've already seen people have to deal with.
Yes.
Dog-proofing your house. That's going to be... Also, you've lived with Nick Robinson thus far, correct?
Yes.
And how clean is your dorm room on a scale of 1 to 10?
You know, it's actually pretty clean. It's probably like a 6 or 7.
Okay.
We didn't pick the best layout necessarily for our dorm, but we keep it.
It's never too late
neat.
To change.
Okay.
It's a lot of moving.
How cleanly is Sam and the Wisemans?
The Wisemans are really neat. Their room is like pretty.
Do they live together,
spotless.
By the way?
Yeah, they live together.
Interesting.
Their room's pretty nice. Sam's kind of the odd man out. He doesn't like to keep his stuff very organized.
Okay. So maybe I'm thinking this backwards. Sam's not going to help you with this dog. Your own kin.
he probably won't.
Okay. Does he want the dog?
He probably wants the dog, yeah. Okay. He loves dogs.
Okay. Oh, this reminds me, a little off topic, but has to be asked. You and Sam share a tattoo.
Yes.
Can you tell our listeners what if you feel comfortable, tell our listeners what the tattoo is?
The tattoo is on our right shoulder. It is a Irish symbol. It is a three-leaf clover shamrock thing. Can't get four because that's a gang.
Unlucky.
No, that's like a gang. That's what the guy told me when I got it.
Okay.
And it has a clod eye in the middle, which is like two hands holding the heart, and there's a crown on top of them. And that is kind of like our family tattoo that we all in my family have.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
So it's all the Garrity's.
Is that the males? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
How many are there?
That have it. I think there's 6 of us or 7 of us.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have any other siblings or just Sam and you?
Just me and Sam.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So this is gonna. Now we're gonna transition to the back end of our show. We have a game to be played and then a few final questions. This game is the second time we've played this game. We've played it with President Sullivan, so you're in a high group of honors.
Yeah.
Right here.
Not to brag.
Now, the game's called Confirm or Deny. So we're going to list off a few statements, and you can either choose to elaborate on your confirm or deny, or just simply say
Is there a plead the fifth in this game?
Potentially.
Hold on, I'm looking through our rule list. No, there is no plead the fifth.
No plead the fifth. And that's confirmed.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll start us off. Have you washed your sheets?
Confirmed.
I mean, you
have washed your sheets.
And you don't want me to elaborate on that.
No.
That's good. Well, actually, we were thinking that.
We apologize, marketing interns. There was a giant orange truck that rolled by with a dumpster full of rocks.
Brutal. Yeah. Anyways, so that's good. We figured you didn't wash your sheets, but that's good.
See, I'm more neat than you guys suspected.
You already despise your roommate and how not clean he is.
Deny.
Mm-hmm. You spend your Saturday nights at O'Gara's.
Confirmed.
Ooh, nice.
Allegedly,
nice. Yeah. You're getting your hair cut soon.
Deny, hard deny.
You're going to keep your hair long?
Yeah.
For the rest of your life? Is this another thing that you also decided?
It's, I want it long when I actually play, like, for St. Thomas football. Because I think it looks sick in a football helmet and stuff.
Okay.
So after college, it's probably gonna go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Here's another one. You're thinking about changing your major already, even though you've only been through 6 weeks of school.
Confirmed. But it's but.
Oh.
I came in with like deciding between two, so the one I selected was like, it was like either this or that, and like.
What was it, by the way?
I selected computer science, but I was between computer science and civil engineering.
Okay.
And the classes that I took the first semester, like, are allied requirements for both of those majors.
Okay.
So, like, I could pick either one.
So and you are choosing now...
Civil engineering.
Oh.
So you're choosing not to be a nerd. That's good. So, well, I guess all engineers are nerds anyways, but you're less of a nerd now, so that's good.
Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong, this is the first class that can be a civil engineer.
So you're the first, you're representing the first civil engineering class, so congratulations.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's a huge legacy rep, because let's not forget the seeds you sow are the plants that grow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep, put that one in your back pocket. Mm-hmm. Civil engineering is great. If I could go back and redo my major, I probably would choose it. Mechanical engineering is what I do, and it's a blast. So you'll have a blast with civil engineering. Look into general contracting. That's what I've been doing a lot. We talk offline about that.
I got one for you.
Yeah.
The name Shea Garrity translates to nimble fox.
Let's confirm that one.
Confirm?
Confirm.
Yeah. Nice.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Do you know what your name actually means, like, in Irish?
It was just O'Garrity. Like, they speak English in Ireland.
Yeah, I know, but does it, like, symbolize or does the name O'Garrity mean anything?
No.
Okay.
It's just son of Garrity.
Son of. Oh, yeah. Is that what the O means?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I mean, I could be wrong.
I believe it.
I could be very wrong.
O'Garras would be son of O'Gara.
Yeah, that's just what I heard, but apparently a lot of people took the, Irish immigrants took the O off when they were coming through, Ellis Island.
Okay.
Because they thought it'd help them get into the country.
Mm-hmm.
To assimilate.
That's what happened to my last name. It was in Z or with a Z.
Yeah.
And they changed it in with an S, so it's more like English.
Gotcha.
Wow.
Final one. You look at Coach Walsh's socks, and you think about suggesting to him to get a different style because they look kind of strange.
Honestly, I've never looked at his socks. What kind of socks does he wear?
Wool socks.
He wears
all the time.
Wool socks, like, and he also wears quarter socks. So this opens up a big time can of worms. On this show and debate between what kind of socks you wear. So I side with the mid-calves or the no-shows. I will never go with
the
quarters. Those are disgusting.
Yeah,
that's what Coach Walsh wears. Those
I mean, if you have pants on, those aren't...
Right, right.
I don't own any of those, but...
That's good. But yeah. Coach Walsh, he wears the quarters
Wool ones.
Wool quarters.
Doesn't it?
This is like...
It's, like in the summer? Like,
all season.
All season. Yeah.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah. Maybe ask about.
So confirm or deny?
Let's confirm that now.
Cool.
Nice. So if you're wondering, now we've played this game twice. Present Sullivan, really good at defense. Deny, deny, deny. All denies.
All denies.
And you, on the other hand, you're pretty good on offense. You're confirming, getting tutties.
You're getting the ball down the field.
Yeah.
Good for you. So now we're going to finish up this interview with two questions. If you have a famous person you've met and you care to share that fun story, we'd love to hear it. And then what'd you learn today?
Okay. Well, a famous person, I met Dan Bilzerian. I don't know if you guys know who that is.
Oh, we do.
No, we do know.
I actually shook his hand and got a picture with him. I was at Cross... Am I allowed to elaborate on this?
Yeah.
I was at Cross Lake. Do you know where that is? It's up north.
I heard it's a big lake.
Yeah, it's a huge party lake. I saw his snap stories that he was up there, so I went up to my cousin's cabin, and we stalked him, and, like, asked people around the lake where he was at, stalked him, found the cabin he was renting, was driving by his dock back and forth. He came out with a wakeboard to go on his boat, and we, like, were yelling, "Hey, Dan," and then we're like, "Can we take a picture with you?" And he's like, "Yeah, come over." So then we were sitting on our boat by the dock, and he's just standing there. He's like, "You guys gonna come up here or not?" So we came up there. He shook all of our hands, like... Shook, like, good shake, good picture.
Good grip?
Yeah, firm grip.
He's
not
strong,
very
man.
Tall.
No,
not
I didn't. Tall. I never thought he was that tall.
No.
How he's tall? Stacked.
He's about my size, my height. Very, like a bulldog, though.
Mm.
Very.
Bulldog.
Yeah, solid.
No, he doesn't have an average beard.
No, he's incredibly
beard
above
is
average.
Unreal.
Yeah.
That's something we all aspire to have one day.
Yes.
Mm.
That's sweet.
That's a great story.
He was a good guy.
Was there any
guy.
Women
yes.
At the cabin?
Yes, they actually put us on their Snapchat stories.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's sweet. All right, well, that was an absolutely electric feel-good story. Or not a feel-good story, a story of who you met.
It made me feel good, though.
Yeah, it made us feel great.
Yeah.
Then let's finish off with what'd you learn?
What I've learned. Okay. Well, I learned where you guys live. And also, something I've been learning...
Where I live, not Declan.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
This is where I live. Yep.
Andrew, not Declan.
You learn where the den's located.
I learned where the den is, yes. But something I've been learning about college, I don't really have to cut ties with my hometown to grow as a person and improve who I am. That's something I thought I would have to do, is separate myself from where I'm from and just learn and grow. But I've realized that I don't have to do that.
Okay. I respect that. I've done a bit of both. I've probably cut ties more than I've held on to ties. I've kept the ties together. But I respect where your head's at.
Yeah.
Good point.
People forget where you're from is part of who you are. So, something to hold on to, Shay.
And on that note, we know you're from Blaine. And a lot of dudes from Blaine are kind of psychos. But we appreciate you having you on. So.
And appreciate that you're like kind of not too much of a psycho.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Good work. Thanks, Shay.
Thank you.
Well, that interview was pretty interesting. You know, there were some highs and lows. And all in all, 6.1, Shay Garrity, thank you for being on.
Yeah, 6.3, thank you. Yeah, again, Shay, that was a great time. We look forward to seeing you for Dormcast 2017. We'll let you know when that is. Do we know when that's going to be, by the way?
We do not.
Okay, so we'll figure that out. Dormcast 2017 coming very, very soon. So let's go ahead and finish off the show like we always do. For our new listeners, if there are any, which we hope there are, we're a growing market. This is when we're at our best. So, you know, we finished with what did we learn in a feel-good story. We've already been recording for, you know, roughly 20-ish minutes. We're feeling great, and we're just ready to... We're finishers, guys. We're fourth quarter guys. We really come out to play.
This is a finisher's house, a finisher's podcast. Let's get after it.
Absolutely. So, what did we learn?
What did I learn personally? Having an interaction with Mr. Brown, who went to Northwestern, which is in the suburbs of Chicago, just outside of Chicago. I was drinking an old-style beer. My dad had just brought up the 24 case from Chicago because they don't sell it here in the land of 10,000 lakes. And Mr. Brown goes, oh, you got an old stool there. And I looked at him there for a second. I was like, old style. That's a great nickname. Old stool. I can get behind that.
So my dad said that on purpose or on accident?
No, I'm pretty sure that's he said that's what they called it in college.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha. So he's got an old stool. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty sweet. So old styles beers are old stools.
Mm-hmm.
So get with the times, kids who are drinking beers. Just got to be 21, obviously.
Yes.
Allegedly. So what did I learn? I learned that lions and major cat are animals of the cat family. Is that how you'd say it?
Yes.
Yeah, so lions and other big cats, they kill their own infants if they're not directly theirs. So if it's like the mother cub produces an infant, probably painfully, with another lion, then the lion that she's directly with will kill that cub.
Okay.
And that is a preventative method by the lion to basically... it can't bring up a cub that's not directly his, and it doesn't want... there's a chance for rebellion, I guess, if it's not directly his cub, and it would start its own legion of lions and then come and... it would be like a mutiny type thing of the family. So he just puts that to waste real fast.
Okay.
And prevents that. So that's what I learned.
Can I add on to another thing that I learned as well?
Yeah.
Because I learned another
multiple
thing.
Things.
Yes. This is about the podcast. I learned that an outsider's perspective, so a first-time listener, my grandmother, she listened to the podcast on the way up to the University of St. Thomas for the weekend, and she noticed that our favorite word is allegedly. And after hearing this, she told Declan and I both this, and after hearing this, I believe we amped it up to another level. In this podcast, we hit a record mark of the number of times we said allegedly.
Yeah, and that's a great thing. I asked her what synonyms we could use for the word allegedly, and she said possibly, sometimes, I think those were the only two she gave me, but hey, we can start using those. Yes. And maybe look up some other synonyms, so keep on the watch for that.
Absolutely.
That'd be kind of wild.
And that transitions perfectly to our feel-good story of the week, which is just kind of a kickstart to the feel-good story of last week, of the Browns and the Sarahs came up for the weekend, and it was an absolute success.
Yeah, so we had predicted this last time. It was a pretty bold prediction.
Yes.
Saying that our families were going to have fun at a football game with us,
mm-hmm.
at a tailgate. And yeah, it was. It was really fun. So all my whole family came up. Andrew, you had a few. You had grandparents from both sides. You had friends. You had mom, cousins, and pops, uncles, cousins. Pretty much everyone but Matt and Sarah.
Yes.
So thanks, Matt, for showing up. That was real nice. But yeah, it was an absolute blast. Got to, you know, mingle with all the families. Just a great merry time. Nothing else you could really ask for, to be honest. And of course, so we beat Concordia 21-0. And when I hear the name Concordia, I had a sweet joke. So Andrew, permission to tell a joke?
Permission granted.
Okay. Concordia, more like Conbordia.
Ooh. Okay.
Because we beat them 21-0, and the game went super fast, and they stunk on offense.
Okay, I hear you. I got a joke.
Okay.
Can I tell a joke? Permission?
Yeah. Permission granted.
Thank you. Concordia, more like Concord, yeah.
So like
we conquered. We conquered them.
You conquered them. So yeah. Concordia.
Concordia.
Nice. I like that too.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. Sweet. Well, yeah. So we conquered this week, or last week. We conquered last week. Now it's time for us to conquer this week. So all of our marketing interns, we ask you to have a great weekend and go ahead and conquer this week. See you next Monday. Love you. Take care.
Take care.